Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. This is the big conversation. This is the great debate. But if it's going to be either, I need your calls, your SMS, and your emails, and also your tweets. I think the details are coming up on the screen now. We're talking in the wake of the first of what will undoubtedly be very many breaches of the so-called truce between the Zionist gang that calls itself Israel, the world's biggest rogue state, terrorist outfit, international lawbreaker supreme, and the occupied and besieged Palestinian people. Just today, 11 Palestinians were kidnapped, yes, kidnapped by the state of Israel. Now, when one soldier in a war, when he was invading another country, was taken prisoner, there was a flash breaking news all over the BBC that an Israeli soldier had been kidnapped. Turned out, of course, as usual, to be a lie. I haven't seen any breaking news on the British media about the kidnap of 11 Palestinians in the West Bank. Have you? I'm sure that you have not, because the truth is that the blood of Israelis is regarded by the Western media and political class as being infinitely more valuable than the blood of an Arab, than the blood of a Muslim. And I'm kind of just asking why. I'm also asking who is going to come to the aid of the Christians and other minorities who are on the run from the head-chopping, heart-eating fanatics of ISIS, and why nobody is doing anything about their steady advance. Zara is in Somalia. She wants to talk about Israel and Palestine. Zara, welcome to the show. Turn the volume down,
Thank
Zara.
Thank you, George. Hi.
Turn the volume down, please.
Okay. Hi, George. I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to read a comment. I wanted to ask exactly what are the Arabs doing about this?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. What are the Arabs doing about it? Nothing, actually.
Yeah.
Precisely nothing. Why do you think that might be?
Oh, that is a very bad news. Supposing there's a...
Sorry, Zara, we've lost that line. But I'm with you, I think, in spirit. Zeke is in London on the line. Let's hear from Zeke.
Hello. Hi, George. Is that you?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
How are you doing, George? My name is Zeke, and I am an Israeli citizen and also a British citizen. I live in London, and I've got some really important stuff to tell you and hopefully to get some other people to listen to me as well.
Yes, go ahead.
The question I put to you is, how do you explain the distance and narratives that people like Tony Blair and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry have as opposed to the narrative that is shown in popular media here in London and in the UK? Excuse me, I'm a little nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Let me answer that point first, then you can come back. It's very easy. Tony Blair and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry are stooges of the Israel lobby in the United States. And Tony Blair is a paid agent of the interests that support Zionism in the world, and very highly paid one, too. Now, the facts are, as you probably heard me say before, the pro-Israel lobby in the United States is overwhelmingly a fundamentalist Christian lobby. It's nothing to do with Jews. Many, many Jews in the United States and here are on the demonstrations against Israel and have nothing to do with the crimes of Zionism. Go ahead, Zeke.
Israel are Jews who are waiting for the Messiah to arrive and denounce Israel in that sense. So they have very little in common with you, because as far as they're concerned, the Messiah is going to arrive.
Zeke, I'm not going to allow you to traduce their Judaism, because we don't allow that here. They're allowed to believe what they like. But Dr. Norman Finkelstein, he used to be a professor until the Zionist lobby got him sacked, or Professor Ilan Pappe, an Israeli citizen, are comrades of mine, comrades in arms, shoulder to shoulder, blood brothers. And there are many, many thousands of progressive secular Jews who are not waiting for the Messiah to arrive, but who will be with us on these demonstrations all over the world and in London on Saturday. Go ahead.
Israelis who criticize Israel's acts. However, there is a narrative that all Israelis are aware of, and the rest of the world, or at least a big proportion of the rest of the world, is not aware of. And it's not because Hillary is a puppet, and it's not because John Kerry is getting paid by the Jews or the Zionists or the Christians.
Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth.
No, but that is what you said.
I said nothing about Jews. And I didn't say he was being paid. I said Blair was being paid. And that Clinton and Kerry were stooges of the Israel lobby, which I described as overwhelmingly fundamentalist Christian. So don't lie. Don't come on my show and lie. This is the one place that you cannot lie about me and about what I have said. Your problem is your narrative is now bankrupt. Nobody is listening to it. The whole world can see Israel for what it is and what it does, and it doesn't like what it sees. Go ahead.
Well, I've been watching the media for years now. I've been watching Israeli media, I've been watching Al Jazeera, I've been watching BBC, CNN. Every now and then, there are articles that are in line with the Israeli narrative. And the Israeli narrative is that Hamas is not an organization which is fighting against the aggressive Israelis. It's not retaliating. It's a proactive, aggressive organization. And the Israelis are the ones who are getting back at Hamas after Hamas has initiated the aggression.
But Israel just killed...
And let me just say something here. This is a very important issue. Every single time there was a ceasefire, or at least, well, now I lost count, there's about 6 or 7 ceasefires in this last war. The Israeli military, as far as the Israeli media was saying, and as far as some CNN reporters were saying, the Israeli military ceased fire first.
Well, I'm sorry. These are just untruths. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and imagine that you just don't know the truth, rather than that you are deliberately distorting it. But I want to deal with your more fundamental point. Your state, Israel, is entirely illegitimate. It has been built on other people's land, which Israel stole from them. The people from whom it was stolen will never stop resisting until it is returned. Now, these are the simple facts. A people has been wiped off the face of the map, scattered to the four corners of the earth, and millions of them live under illegal occupation, annexation, and siege. And they won't accept it. They have decided, like the brave Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto, that it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees until your murderer comes to kill you one by one. The Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto are rightly remembered as freedom fighters, as are the Palestinian resistance. Historically, they will be so remembered. And guess what, Zeke? In most of the world, amongst most people, they are already so regarded. So, thanks for calling. Gave you a good shout, but I must move on to Abdul in London. Go ahead, Abdul.
Oh, hi, George. Good evening.
Good evening.
Before I ask the question, I hope the family's well, and especially the new little baby boy.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
My question is, I think it was early on during the week, I read somewhere that the not the Israeli clerics, but the Saudi clerics, had issued a fatwa against protests.
Yes.
And as you know, and as you've already mentioned,
that's true.
A huge
the Mufti,
happening in,
the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, issued a fatwa banning protests for Palestine in Saudi Arabia. Imagine.
Now, well, there's a huge protest, as you've already mentioned, in London on Saturday. But I wanted to know what your views were on that and why they would issue such a fatwa. I mean,
because the king, the king and his men told him to. The Grand Mufti in Saudi Arabia is not so grand. He's appointed by the royal dictatorship in Saudi Arabia, and he answers only to them. But on the judgment day, Abdul, he'll have to answer to someone else. Thanks for the call. Azmat is on the line in Manchester and on the same subject. Azmat, welcome to the show.